This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency stopped Canadian nurses who work at Henry Ford. They were denied entry to the U.S. Now, some of these nurses have been commuting across the border into Detroit for years with no issues at all. We have one of them on the phone with us right now. Patty Kunkel is here. What happened?
So, essentially, I have yet to be stopped from crossing. In fact, I am currently at work. But we've been given a notice because my TN visa currently is not due to expire until October of 2018. But as a nurse practitioner, I'm no longer going to be able to hold the TN visa, and I'm going to need to have to move on to getting an H-1B visa to be able to cross and commute back and forth to work.
So how much of a problem is that, getting the H-1B?
I have never been through the process of getting an H-1B yet, so I can tell you getting all my work documents to work in the States has been lengthy in the process previously. Our lawyers here at Henry Ford are going to be helping me to get all the documents that are needed to get to the government and do the processing for us to try and expedite that process. So I can't tell you exactly what that process is going to look like. I just know that I've been requested to give all of my documents already, and the process has started. How long that will take depends on whether or not they allow us to expedite the process or whether I'm going to have to go through the longer process, which, as I understand, can take up to 6 months.
And I understand Henry Ford has about 30 advanced practice nurses that might be in the same position. So that could be a real shortage for them.
There are several areas that practice with only one advanced practice provider working in their area. My particular position is with the cardiac surgery ICU team, and we are the only ones. We have no residents that work on our team. We are the only ones that manage the care of cardiac surgery patients initially post-op and the critically ill. And so we are a very important team for our cardiac surgery patients, and we have been under critical shortage.
This literally sounds like it's a life and death issue. I want to talk to you about some of the headlines I've been seeing. The CBC said Trump immigration policies kill work visas for specialized Canadian nurses. The Free Press headline says Trump visa changes keep Canadian nurses from Metro Detroit hospitals. But the U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've not had any policy changes. They're just changing the interpretation of the policy as it is at this border crossing. Do you buy that?
I try very little to get involved in the politics. I really don't know what their interpretation was before. I know that I've practiced at Henry Ford in many different roles as a nurse, and then I advanced my practice to nurse practitioner, but I still hold an RN license. So I'm still a registered nurse with an advanced practice role as a nurse practitioner. In my previous role, I was not at the bedside, and every time I hand in a letter to them for submission for a visa, I've never been told by the border that I need to get a different type of visa. I have always been accepted, and I've not been at the bedside my entire career. I am currently at the bedside, though.
It's curious. It's really curious. Well, I wish the best of luck for you as you try to obtain this H-1B.
Yeah, I'm hoping that everything works out well.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Patty Kunkel. She is a nurse at Henry Ford. She lives in Canada, and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents have told her she needs to get a different kind of visa or she can't work in the U.S. any longer.